Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We are at the Maya Selva booth, chatting with Gabriel. Always a pleasure, brother.
Always a pleasure, man.
Awesome. Great to talk to you. How's everything going? You guys been busy?
Great.
Yeah.
This is the first probably off time that I've had today. Traffic through the booth has been incredible. The response to our new release has been phenomenal. Everybody's digging them up, ordering them up. They should be shipping in about 3-4 weeks, so everybody's excited to get them. So.
Awesome, that's great. You've got the coolest humidor I've ever seen. We have to get a picture of it. It's, yeah, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but we'll get a photo. Really cool humidor that you guys have down there, too. So tell us about the new one, the Grand Presse.
Grand Presse, all right. Maya Selva Cigars, anybody that smoked our cigars, they know a little bit of the history of the company. We're a very traditional company. All-round cigars, never had a box pressed in our lives. When we sat down towards the end of the year last year, we were wondering what we were going to come out with this year until we can get the project going and everything and not be rushing towards the end of the show. And I mentioned it, that we should come out with a box press. And Maya was like, a what? And I'm like, a box press. And she's like, no, we're not doing a box press. And dude, it took me like 2 months to finally convince her. And then when we took our trip to Honduras, I had the first bundle there. And we went through it and we did some tweaks. By the fourth blend, we had it down packed. And it's been aging for the last 3 months, so they're ready to ship right now. They're getting packed in the master cartons and everything. And what we've been able to provide our customer base, anybody that smoked our Maduros, a lot of people told me, and I want to say about 80% of the smokers of the Maduros, they love the balance, they love the flavor profile. They ask me for more strength behind it. They go, why isn't it stronger though? It's a beautiful, rich Maduro. I'm expecting it to be stronger. So what we did is we made it stronger. So being the box press, being a standalone cigar in our portfolio now in the Maduro collection, it adds a fifth Vitola to the Maduro collection. We've given you the full body experience from Maya Selva. So anybody that knows Maya Selva cigars knows balance, consistency, construction is our key. We want you to experience this cigar and truly enjoy it. And now you have a full-bodied cigar to do it. So the guys that love the box press, you have it right here. I know Cigar Federation is going to dig it up. They're going to have it available through the website soon. So keep an eye out for it, order it, try it, and put in all your reviews through Cigar Federation, because I know it's going to be Brandon and Raven. I expect it in the top 10 soon. We're getting towards the end of the year, so those are coming soon. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be in a lot of lists. So.
It's July.
We're there. I'm having a baby in a month. You know, to me, my year's over.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Obviously, everybody happy and healthy. That's great.
Yes.
Happy to hear that.
Thankfully.
So you're telling me that this is similar to the Florida Selva
same
Maduro.
Same profile.
We
don't like
more strength.
Right. We've always blended every single Vitola in our blends individually.
Okay.
It's the same base, but every Vitola is going to taste different in the sense of strength, not in flavor.
Okay.
The flavor profile are always going to be the same, but your strengths are going to fluctuate between the Corona or the Robusto or the bigger ring gauge 6x60. And the reason we do that is because we want you to have an individual experience with all of our cigars. We want you to have a favorite. We want you to go have another go-to. And a new experience every time you smoke one of our cigars. So if you pick up a Robusto today here, you could go across the world to France or anywhere in Europe, and you'll find a Robusto Flor de Selva. You're going to enjoy the same exact thing. So what we did with this is that since, again, everybody was asking for a little bit more strength, we had the opportunity to offer to them in a box press format.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, Brazilian Matafina binder, the same way. Habano Jamastrang, naturally fermented on the wrapper. And then the fillers, it was tweaked for the balance. So as you're going to find beautiful sweetness, some nice spice to it. And it's subtle. It's not like a mouthful of spice, but it just keeps your palate entertained as you're smoking the cigar.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to it because you know I love that Maduro.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The review that I did was for the Torpedo, the number 15.
Yes.
But I'm really coming around on that Robusto.
Yeah. The Robusto and the Toro, to me, is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a great cigar. Yeah. You hit those different, the different Vitolas, and you really do get a different experience. I mean, it's kind of along the same lines, but like you were saying, get a little bit more strength from one. I find the Robusto to be a little bit stronger.
It is a little stronger. It's more compact.
Yeah.
So when you have a size like the 56 on the number 15, you have more room, you know, to play with in the cigar. You have more tobaccos you can add and things like that. So when we do those blendings, we want you to have that individual experience with each cigar. You had the number 15 that was one of your favorites, and now you're liking the Robusto because it gives you a different note. You get bored. Everybody gets bored of smoking the same thing over and over and over again. It happens.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening over here.
Nah, construction, the booth, the union. Somebody from the union's getting fired.
I hope everybody's all right because there's been some
no
noise back there.
No screaming.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's good.
That's true. That Robusto, man, it's just a little bit more focused is the best way I could put it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a little bit more focused, and yeah, it's a fantastic cigar. If you haven't tried the Florida Silver Maduro, I don't know what to tell you.
Please do.
Yeah, well, we can tell you that.
I got Pampers to buy now and stuff.
Oh, man.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, this is a good warm-up, though, because you're not really sleeping much when you're out here either. You're working. You're running around.
So, yeah, last night I got in at 2, woke up at 6, so it's kind of like the routine I'm getting used to.
Good luck, man.
Thank
good
you, luck. Bro.
Guys, thanks for checking out all of our Cigar Federation IPCPR 2016 coverage. Check out the new Grand Presse from Florida Selva.